Hey everybody, my name is Isolde Trachtenberg and this is the Own Your World show. On the show, we'll be exploring how you can take control and own your life. Hello loves, this is Isolde T. Welcome to today's episode of the Own Your World podcast. Today we're going to be talking about spirit, and more so, meditation. And even more than that, focus. The question becomes, how do we find focus? What do we need to do to gain clarity when we want it? And most especially when it's not coming to us. What kind of things can we possibly do? I know I probably sounded a little sarcastic when I said that. I didn't mean to. It's just that there are so many different ways nowadays to help yourself, you know, self-improvement, self-help, self-development, professional development, retreats, any sorts of, it's incredible to me how many different ways there are to get yourself the kind of help that I'm talking about when you're scattered, when you're super busy, when you just don't have a way of letting yourself sort of sink into that moment that will allow you clarity and peace and a sense of knowing what's really going on. It's super important. And so I love that we have so many options. I mean, just look at the apps that are available. There's the meditation app, there's Buddhify, there's Calm, there's Headspace, you name it. And this is just for the iPhone. Not to mention the myriad number of books that are available. The key for me, though, is that a lot of those meditations and those apps, they aren't as specific as what I'm talking about right now. What I'm talking about is when you feel super scattered or perhaps super stressed about a particular situation, and what you need is an overall view, like a bird's eye view. And so how do we do that? How do we separate ourselves to get an objective viewpoint? What is it that we need to do? That can be a really tough thing. You know, when you're in that headspace and you're going, my brain, I can't even focus on anything. First of all, you have to become aware of the fact that you're not able to focus. A lot of times we go into sort of reactivity mode and we don't have the capability of even noticing that we're not able to focus, that we're not able to concentrate. So what we need to do is to be able to build that awareness first, and then we can focus our energy in a particular direction. But first, we need to have that clarity of thought and reason and logic and really calm in order to be able to then direct our energies somewhere. Some of you know, some of you don't, that I, back in 2008, wrote a book called Life Elements. And as part of the book, I developed meditations. One of the elements is the element of air, and it is all about gaining clarity and focus and reason and honesty and truth. And the way I look at the symbolism of that is imagining that bird's eye view. When an eagle or a hawk rises high in the sky, that eagle or hawk has the lay of the land. They see everything clearly because they see it all. And they can hone in on details if they want to, but they see the entire thing from hundreds of feet in the air. And that's what I wanted to do for you all today. I'm going to, for the rest of this podcast, play for you the Into the Air meditation. I hope that you enjoy it, and particularly if you are having any sort of an issue about which you need clarity, this is a great meditation to come back to anytime you need to find that bit of focus, that central point far in the horizon that will allow you to gain that clarity of thought and reason and calm in order to be able to make the decisions you need to make. So without further ado, here is the Into the Clouds meditation. Find a comfortable place to sit down. If you plan to be indoors, please choose a spot that will allow you to see out of a window. The first time you do the following meditation, try it during the day, on a day where the weather is sunny and when there are few clouds in the sky. If you are outdoors, find a spot where you will not be disturbed for the 15 or so minutes it will take to complete this meditation. Lie comfortably. Make sure you have plenty of cushioning around you so your body is able to relax fully before you begin the meditation. Close your eyes and take 5 deep breaths. Let them be deep but easy. When you inhale, concentrate on filling your lungs from the bottom up. Feel the air moving into your lungs and then into the rest of your body. Imagine the air cleansing you and giving you peaceful energy. Now, open your eyes and look out of the window. Notice the color of the sky. Describe the color to yourself in words that make sense to you. Is it a bright blue? Or is it perhaps lighter and more of a baby blue? Notice if the color of the sky changes as you look toward the horizon. Does it become lighter? Turn your eyes to look as high up as you can, and acknowledge and describe to yourself the color you see as you look into the sky. Look at any clouds that appear in your line of sight. Are there specific shapes? Are they high up in the sky or are they down low? Are they shaped like mounds of popcorn, or more like long folded layers or blankets? Or are the clouds wispy like a horse's mane? There might, of course, be combinations of clouds in the sky. Notice their color and shape, and most especially acknowledge their difference from the sky around them. Now, turn your attention back to the sky. Notice how far you can see. We tend to take for granted that we are actually seeing for miles when we look up into the sky. Most particularly, if the day outside is clear, we can see clearly for a long distance. Despite the fact that the atmosphere curves around us, we can still use our eyes to locate and identify objects vast distances away. As you look into the far reaches of the sky, allow your eyelids to become heavy. As your eyelids begin to drift close, let the sky be the last thing you see. Let the image of the colors, the distance, and the clarity remain in your mind as you continue to breathe deeply and fully. Keep the sky image in your mind's eye as you relax even more. Relax your legs and feet and let them flow more fully into where they lie. Allow your arms and hands to rest gently and uncurl your fingers so they are relaxed as well. Let your torso release down into where you lie. And now, allow your neck and head to relax against the cushions. Let them both release as you settle yourself even deeper into a state of relaxation. Take a deep breath. Remember the sky as it was when you had gazed on it. See the sky behind your closed lids and keep it in your mind. Slowly, as you lie here, let that memory wash over you. Allow it to trickle slowly down your body until you feel yourself take on some of those characteristics. If you were to let them, your arms and legs might easily float up as if they are made of clouds. The clarity of the sky and the feeling of weightlessness of the clouds are all part of who you are now. And since they are a part of you, and since you are part of them, allow your body to begin to feel as light as the clouds you saw. Notice that you might feel as if you can float. Gently imagine allowing yourself to float slightly up from the pillows that cushion you. As your mind's eye sees and gazes on that sky, Notice that you yourself are becoming like the sky and the clouds, weightless, transparent, and yet a part of all that is around you. Allow yourself to experience fully what it means to be pure air. You can float along like a cloud, or you can simply be present in the truth of being the tiny particles that make up the air we all breathe. As you reach and get the sense of floating in your mind's eye, imagine your body rising gently until you are floating above where you had been lying. Now, with this imagined body, open the window and float out to the air. Feel the breeze on your skin as you gently glide up on the softness of your breath alone. Look at the earth below you, and then look at the clouds floating around you as you rise up to meet them. If you look at yourself, at your hands, allow them to be as blue as the sky, so they are almost translucent and look like clouds or sky to you. You are the far-seeing truth and clarity that is sky and clouds. You float among them and are part of them, as if you are a bird flying on the thermals. Feel yourself move along the winds and breezes, and know you are perfectly safe because you are part of this air and sky. You belong here among the clouds. Let the gentle breeze lift you up. Glide up above the trees and buildings. Notice how the earth below you becomes smaller as you rise. Take a moment here. From this vantage point, see all that is around you. With this perspective, this bird's eye view, you can see things as they really are, for you see the whole of them. Now, float up toward the deep blue of the sky until you are flying among the clouds. Reach out and touch them. Feel their billowy softness as your hand passes through them. From the surface of the earth, the clouds seem to have substance, but here, among them, you can see they are nothing more than vapor. Here, among them, you can see for yourself the truth of what they are. Look down and really let yourself feel how much you belong up here, where you can see the truth of everything. Here, you can see the big picture with perfect clarity. Allow yourself to float in a full circle so you can take in everything. Let your mind open to all the possibilities of thought. Allow it to expand so your awareness grows larger and more encompassing. Each new thing you learn and each new truth simply adds to your knowledge of all there is. Your intelligence shines through in this state, for you are part of the element of air, the element of truth, thought, intelligence, reason, and the mind. Like the great eagle or hawk, you can soar to limitless places in your mind. Stay in this place of learning and thinking. Float among the truth and clarity of sight, of cloud, and of sky. Learn what the element of air can teach you. Seek from the air its basic secret of seeing the truth and being able to think things through because you have enough perspective and clarity to do so. Take it in and make it part of yourself. Float here for now and be with air. You have communed with the element of air, and you have been shown new ways of thinking and new ways of using your mind. You have seen a new way to gain a fuller perspective by using the bird's eye view of the air element. Do not be surprised if your way of thinking about things changes from now on. You will more easily seek and find the truth, for the clarity of air is now within your reach whenever you have need of it. Having learned some of the basic secrets of seeing the truth of the matter, thank the air element and then begin to take your leave of the sky. Look around once more and say farewell to the sky and the clouds. Now, look down toward the earth, and still, knowing you are safe, begin to think once again about your breath. Allow your breath to begin to guide you back down toward the earth at an easy, leisurely pace. There is something exhilarating yet peaceful about your journey. Know you can come back up to the air at any time, and that you have learned much. As you make your way back to where you began, allow your body to welcome your spirit back into itself. Lie back against the cushions and feel yourself settle into your physical body. Allow yourself to see what is behind your closed lids. Feel your fingers and toes, and allow them some movement by wiggling them gently. Very gently point and flex your toes. Now, make loose fists with your fingers and then release them. Softly rotate your wrists and ankles. You will find you feel relaxed and peaceful after your journey. Take 3 deep breaths. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. When you are ready, open your eyes and find yourself back in your original space. Things might look different to you now because you will see with different eyes. Take your life elements journal and write down any thoughts or ideas you had during this guided meditation. You can do this meditation at any time you feel the need to connect with the perspective and clarity of the air element and with your thoughts, ideas, reason, and truth. Thanks for joining us today, everybody. I hope you had as terrific a time as I did. Until next time, keep looking for inspiration to take control and own your world. This episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg. Today's music brought to you by Kevin MacLeod, Laser Groove, and Ave Marimba by Creative Commons License 3.0. This episode of Own Your World with Isolde T is copyright 2017 by Isolde Trachtenberg.